Hi, my name is Lucas Jameson. My friends and family are all here to say goodbye to me today. Welcome to my funeral.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
They're my friends from school. Dara, she's had a hard life. There's something soft and sweet about her. Wish we had more time together. Oh, and CJ, he was a cool kid, but we didn't get to know each other that well. Oh, and Stacy, now that girl has some attitude. But you know what? She wasn't so bad. I wonder where Clint is. Does he hate me for not telling them about Andrew?
Except for Chuck and Alexandra. I don't recognize anyone here.
I think someone said that Lucas is aunt or something.
Where's his father? Was he able to fly in on such short notice?
Fly in?
Hey, you guys.
Hello, Clint.
Hi, Dara.
Hey.
Dara, please don't be mad today.
What's going on? Trouble in paradise?
Mind your own business, Stacy.
Hey, you guys.
Mr. Endicott. Hi.
How are you doing? I know this is a hard day for all of you. Clint, I know you lost an uncle in this tragedy as well.
It's hard, Mr. Endicott. My last conversation with Lucas wasn't very pleasant. I wish he was here so that I could tell him that I'm sorry.
I'm sure he knows.
Alexandra and Aunt Larissa. Oh, man, they probably cared about me more than anyone else in the world. Guess I won't get a chance to see my baby cousin grow up now, will I? I think Alexandra is going to miss having me around. Maybe this will inspire her to go find her daughter.
It seems like a lot of friends from school came. That was nice.
You haven't met any of them, huh? Over there, that's Dara. She lives next door. They were starting to get close. And that one, that's Stacy. That girl reminds me of myself at 16, which is not a good thing. And that's Clint Richards. You remember Lucas talking about him?
Oh, yeah. His mother is Andrew's girlfriend.
Well, she was. She dropped him like a hot potato once she found out he was lying to her.
Then I guess she's smarter than I originally thought.
Where's Lawrence?
I don't know. You never know if he's going to show up or not. I think we'd all be better off if he stayed at home today.
He was the kid's father, Larissa. I think he loved him deep down, right?
Alexandra, there's something you should know about the day Lucas died.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe the two of them have the nerve to show up here.
Who?
Charlie Dean and Hannah Richards. Larissa, the two of them were on that subway train with Lucas, and they left him there to die.
What?
Hello, Alex. Larissa, guess you were released from prison in time for this. Sorry about your nephew.
The two of you need to get the hell out of here. Haven't you done enough damage?
What are you talking about, Alexandra? We just came here to pay our respects.
Oh, let's see. Now, let me make sure I've got it straight. You left him on that train to die because you respected him? You want to pay your respects to him now?
Look, we're in a church today, and it is about my nephew, and not about easing your guilty conscience. I agree with Alexandra. I think you should leave.
Wait a minute, Larissa. We're not here to cause trouble, okay? I feel horrible. We both feel horrible about what happened to Lucas. But if we stayed on that train any longer than we did, we would have all died that day.
Just go. Let's get out of here. Coming here was a mistake.
Okay, fine, Cupcake. We're out of here. I have enough common sense to know when it's my cue to get lost. But, Larissa, despite what you did to my father, I really am sorry about your nephew. I wouldn't wish what happened on that train to anyone. Come on.
What exactly happened on that train, Alexandra?
All I know, Larissa, is the two of them saw Lucas collapse, and they didn't do a damn thing to save him. I'll never forgive either of them for that.
Well, I guess the whole gang is here now. There's my dad. I guess he made it okay without my help. I don't blame you for any of this, Dad. I just want you to get your act together. I hope you can do that.
Hello, Larissa.
Lawrence, do I smell gin on your breath? How could you come here like that?
I had one drink, Larissa. I'm not drunk, I swear.
Lawrence, I've never seen you in a suit and tie. You don't fix up half bad. Maybe you should do this more often.
Alexandra, I appreciate you raising my son when I could. I never said it, but I do.
He was a good kid, Lawrence.
It's time to start. I'm going to say a few words and then let other people speak before the minister reads the scriptures I gave him. Excuse me, everyone. If you would take a seat, we're going to get started here. My name is Larissa Davies. Larissa Jameson Davies. Lucas was my nephew, and I loved him as if he were my own son. I want to thank you all so much for coming. I noticed a lot of his friends from Windsor Academy here, and it means a lot that you will come here today. Minister Newsom is going to be saying a few words in just a minute, but we wanted to start the service off today by giving people an opportunity to say a few words about Lucas. Feel free to share a story or talk about how Lucas affected your life in some way. Does anyone have anything they want to share?
I'll go. Lucas and I met in a very unusual way, and I never would have thought he'd come to mean so much to me.
Well, I think this is my cue to leave. I don't think I can listen to this part of the service. It's too sad. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you for everything. I miss you all. Even you, Dad. See you again. Someday. Weep not for
join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.